BuzzFeed dug up an old quote from Donald Trump talking about a large-scale terror attack 19 months before 9/11. In his 2000 book, The America We Deserve, Trump wrote, "I really am convinced we're in danger of the sort of terrorist attacks that will make the bombing of the 1993 Trade Center look like little kids playing with firecrackers." Trump also mentioned the mastermind of the attack, writing, quote, "One day, we're told that a shadowy figure with no fixed address named Osama bin Laden is public enemy number one, and U.S. jet fighters lay waste to his camp in Afghanistan. He escapes back under Squawk, and a few news cycles later, it's on to a new enemy and a new crisis."
Wait. Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Is this really Trump before 9/11? Have you read this?
2000.
Are we making that? Somebody, did you make this up? I mean, so Willie, that was
2000.
In a book he wrote in the year 2000.
Well, it was published in 2000. He could have written in 1999. For
exactly. He might have been a bit more precious.
So he basically predicted the attacks.
Well, good evening, everyone. I almost got the song queued at the right time. It's Thursday, September 21st, 2023, and it's not even the first day of fall. It's not the vernal equinox yet. That happens in, I believe, on September 23rd this year. I have no idea why.
Yeah, that's what I read. 23rd.
Yeah, so instead of the 21st, which it normally is, it's got pushed back a day and a bit. And I'm sure there's a solar astronomical reason for that. They must have needed an extra day somewhere, somehow, to get everything to balance out. That voice you heard was An Ounce of Salt Per Day. That music you're hearing is Sister Janet Mead, The Lord's Prayer. And Frank told me if you just say The Lord's Prayer every day, everything will be okay.
So I thought, working for you?
Say that again?
How's that working for you?
Well, I only sing it in my head when I have you on the show. So
you're not doing once a day yet?
No, not yet. I don't even have it mesmerized, but I think I want to do a morning walk on a fast after a night fast and then I'll say the Lord's Prayer at the same time. That way I won't be sure what helps me feel or look better or lose weight, if that is the goal. So anyway, how you doing this week?
Look, I'm fine now. I managed to lose a massive amount of weight by getting gastro from my granddaughter, I mean.
What did you get?
My granddaughter gave a whole bunch of people, including me, gastroenteritis.
Oh, are you saying that illness is contagious?
Well, I'm just telling you what happened.
Okay.
I think gastroenteritis is not a, it's just a bacteria, isn't it? Yeah, it's a bacteria.
Well, gastroenteritis just means that your outer layer of your intestinal system is inflamed. Doesn't really mean anything other than that. So there's some interaction that your
To support your view. Mm-hmm. Not everybody that interacted with my granddaughter mm-hmm. got ill.
Okay.
So it was interesting and, you know, less, more or less severity.
What did you think of that intro? That's John Talks. He has 419,000 subscribers. It's a right-wing clipperama channel. I guess the guy watches the news every single day and makes these, well, in that case it was a 119 clip, reverse of 9/11 minutes, seconds. Interesting. I'll put a link to that in today's show notes. I like John Talks. I do follow regular politics sometimes because, well, that's what everyone else does, but
well I follow it because mm-hmm. you know, it's you've got to work out what's happening with the next set of jabs, I think, really, haven't you? The next land grab or the next, you know, I think we've always got to keep our wits about us.
We do. And just to remind people, we're streaming on two YouTube channels, which are remarkably still alive, one Facebook channel, one Odyssey channel, and one Facebook. Yeah, sorry, I said Facebook, and one FakoTube. So we're streaming live on 5 channels for video, and of course our own audio platform that we've had for 11 years, and it's a radio station. It is always playing the show. If you go to fake11.com/stream1 or fake11.com/stream1, then it will give you links on the top where you can actually add the page into your podcast player as a radio station. And I'm not sure if anyone has figured that out besides me, but it's it isn't that hard to do. But you can have this as a radio station, which is to say it's an always streaming station, because this channel is always streaming. Am I making that clear, Frank?
I think you are, and I've made use of that ability at times.
Okay, so yeah, if you have any device where you can just play a stream of audio, you can do that. Mm-hmm. But it does work. Let me just show you. If you go to fake11.com/radio1, what will it give you? Okay, this is the page. So what you can see at the very top, there are all these icons. And this is a pretty old page. But if you copy the link address of some of these icons, like for instance, there's that one. You can paste it here. And this gives you a link that you can plug into. See, there's the link there. I'll just put it in the search box here. But there's the link. You can plug that into some of the audio players. You can probably plug it into Podcast Addict under their radio stations. And that will set up just an entry on Podcast Addict that you can click at any time and just play the show. Now, obviously, you want to mainly play it when you know the show is live. Just go to fakeologist.com/live and you will be able to hear this show live on the audio only. Now, that's too much for you, of course. Just go to FakoTube. FakoTube.com is our platform. It's user-supported. And I appreciate all the donors. Got a new donor today. It was, if we go to fakeologist.com/donate/donors, that donor was Awake Cupcake. I love cupcakes, and I love Awake Cupcakes. And it also says new Andrew S. is a new donor. Monthly donor, they're my favorite. Mom with Sons, Kicking in 9/11, Government is a Joke, $33 a month. Wow. Thank you so much. Government is a Joke. You guys are the best. I appreciate that. And you guys basically support FakoTube, which costs a couple hundred US a month to run. And that's where I put my favorite videos. We're almost at 7,000 videos, which is a ton. And I just grab them from everywhere. YouTube, BitChute, Odyssey, TikTok. I tried to download this Lahanai Maui video from TikTok. It wouldn't work. I don't know. You see, all these platforms change their some of their APIs. So sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So this video here.
What's an API?
API stands for Access Program Interface or something, okay. Or Accessory Program. So it allows programs to go in the back door and take information, as in download this video. I think that's okay. What it stands for. This was a really good, like, I'm not really a big, I don't really think any space weapons or dew weapons blew up Lahanai, but I do think that it was a deliberately set fire in many ways, piggybacked on to maybe high winds and bad forest management, which is happening all around the world as they want to rewild the earth. And I do think that it was deliberately done to really burn out this sort of low-class neighborhood that is on absolutely prime real estate in Maui. I think it was a deliberate attempt. And this guy in this video, it was 10 minutes. I thought he made a really good case without making the case that they literally wanted to redevelop this really low-end part of Lahaina, and they burned it out. And they even went as far as building a bypass road in the last so many years. All that just indicates that this, I think that was deliberate. Did you watch this?
I haven't watched it, but yeah, I've got no problem with that at all. With the okay, idea.
This is the video.
I'm a little bit surprised that you're so positive about it, but that's great.
I think so. I don't think they were magic weapons or space.
Oh, no, I don't. I just think that they, like the 9/11, you know, it was essentially just a traditional demolition, just of a very large building.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anything, you know, I don't think you need any great mystery stuff to explain what happened. As you say, it's round up the usual suspects. We've seen it in Australia many times over the past few years.
Yeah, it's controlled demolition and strategic relocation. So none of these people were willing to leave their homes. Some of them are natives, I suppose, indigenous, whatever the hell that means. And they just, if you can't get them out, burn them out. And I think they just let a number of circumstances develop. And then with a little help of shutting the area out, the only thing I'm not certain, and it would be hard to find out, did they actually move people out, say, the night, the day before? Or, say, for instance, say, did the fire...
Didn't they close the schools, for example?
Yeah, did they start lighting the fires in the hills above and just start saying, listen, you got to get out? Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think they deliberately murder people and burn them out. But I don't know. I don't know if there's any way to figure that out at this point.
Well, nothing's appeared on the statistics, has it, as far as anyone knows?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. You'd have to call Public Health Maui.
Yeah.
Public Health is what keeps track of deaths, I believe. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if this is a relevant story anymore, but this is pretty good. Let me watch a bit.
I'm going to do my best to tell you what I know about the fire, what I've been told about the fire in Maui, and I'm going to show a lot of unreleased footage. This first clip is the best I could do of a before and after side by side. Now, on the right side, you're going to see Google Street View, but it's 14 years old. And then on the left side, you'll see me walking through this neighborhood immediately after the fire. Now, I couldn't get back in here after I shot my initial footage. So obviously with Google Street View, it's going to be a series of 360-degree photos. I had to do a lot of editing. There was a lot of dead animals in this initial clip. And so this is all unreleased. But let's talk about what I know about the fire and why it's taken some time to put this together. Now, it's awkward to make this video because my most watched best content about the Maui fire has been pulled down on some platforms for
So this is a pretty good thing he's done here. He's walking in this video on the left, and then he's trying to manipulate Google Street View by pressing these buttons to walk down the street virtually. It's really smart, actually.
Yeah, it is.
And I think he's trying to get across that this is, for the most part, sort of a, I would say, a middle lower class area where lots of cars parked and lots of ramshackle places with metal roofs, tin roofs, that kind of thing.
Specified community standards violations, which I truly don't understand. I tried to appeal it. The video I'm talking about is simply things that did not burn during the Maui fire. And I went through hours of footage and I found things that survived the fire and kind of stood out.
It's pretty cool that he finds, I mean, this is probably not the same car, but it's probably the same people that live here with a different car and just how they park their cars off the road onto the sidewalk.
Mm.
So he really, it seems like he matched it pretty well, actually.
Out. The umbrellas were one of them, but there was a bunch of others. And so I'll say.
But if they deliberately lit these places on fire, say in the night, they would need a pretty good coordinated team to do it, don't you think? Because it is pretty dangerous if you're lighting fires all over the place.
Yeah, I don't think there's any reason to suspect they wouldn't have done it, you know, in a military style.
Yeah, a military style, exactly. Maybe with military firemen or because you wouldn't be want Because of course they must be wanting, or they must, they would have done it with full masks and full oxygen systems.
Well, I've got a little anecdote about when our the premier of our state decided to blow up the largest coal-fired power station in Australia.
Yeah.
The first time they tried to blow it up, it failed. And they've ended up calling in a team of people that used to work with the British Army, demolition experts.
Oh, yeah. What's the name of that plant?
That was called the... Hazelwood Power Station.
Did they video that being demoed?
I doubt it. They never told. It was not made public at all. It was the only reason I found out before it occurred is I met these guys in the pub.
Well, it looks like it was.
Look, they blew up that bucket wheel excavator. That's unbelievable.
This has no audio.
Look at that.
Timber. So that's a professional demolition there.
Yeah, so that was, but they were British Army demolition experts. They weren't.
It wasn't CDI from Phoenix, no. Maryland?
No, they came from the British Army. Okay. Sorry, they weren't working for the British Army at the time, but they were all British Army trained. The whole, in fact, he said they'd got the crew back together after several years.
500 kilograms of explosives ready to go. The 18-story boiler house one was the last remaining major building at Hazelwood. 20,000 tons of steel frame floored.
Man.
Doesn't take much.
Former power station, now twisted metal. The demolition of the building had been stalled due to weather, but 5 months of preparation eventually put into action.
It went exactly as planned, and we've got some dust and noise monitoring equipment sitting around the mine void, and we'll make those results available to the community in the next day.
Shut down 4 years ago, Hazelwood generated up to a quarter of the state's electricity for almost 50 years. It also emitted vast amounts of greenhouse gases and used huge volumes of water. The enormous former brown coal mine will be the focus of the next big step in rehabilitating Hazelwood. The owners will submit plans to government before the end of the year to fill it with an estimated 650 gigalitres of water.
Water really is the best option for the mine void.
Following the demolition of 8 chimneys and 3 other boiler houses, this was the last blast at Hazelwood, once one of the state's most crucial assets, now bound for recycling.
It's a bit of an end of an era.
Wow, there you go, Frank. 650, nice number, gigaliters. So they're going to fill the mine area or the pressed area?
When they talk about brown coal, they're actually talking about mud. So what was happening there was mud was turned into power. And they, you know, the technology to do that and control, you know, to deal with all of the ash and the, all the things that would gum up all the equipment had taken a century to develop. You know, these guys were just, this organization were experts at basically turning something that was essentially just a muddy swamp into power.
Wow.
It was sheer genius what was going on there, and it just to see that happen. And they even blew up the bucket wheel excavator, which was worth a fortune, you know. The replacement value would be, who knows, several hundred million dollars anyway.
Okay, just looking at the blog, changing subjects a bit. Oops. I wanted to take a look at, I guess I put a bad link there. We go to podcasts. Okay, I want to look at Apple Podcasts. That's what I'm trying to do. I guess I didn't test this link. I just wanted to do a review of the reviews on Apple Podcasts, which, of course, I did fix. So anyone who was listening on their Apple iPhone and lost touch of the podcast on August 15th when I changed the URL structure and I Apple did not update. A lot of the other ones did. So I'm going to try and find where the hell the podcasts are, because the link I gave was no good. And let me just see. I'm under Apple Podcasts. Millions of shows. Okay. I'm going to try and find the Fakeologist show here. How do you find it here? Come on. Maybe you can't look at it through the website. Maybe you have to be on your phone. Okay. Apple Podcast. Let me do another search. I just want to read a couple of reviews. And I want to encourage people that are listening on their Apple to do a review, please, if you could, of the Fakeologist show to boost it up there. I'm trying to find the review. I know it's somewhere. I know I have to, I might have to sign in, but I can't sign in right this second. Okay. Well, that sucks. Sorry. This was, but it does work. Apple Podcast Charts. How about here? One moment. iTunes. They want me to load iTunes. This is why I hate Apple, by the way. It's just they make it so difficult to do anything without logging in. Let me just go on to fakeologist.com/podcasts. So let's see if I can get to it through my own site. See if this helps. It's hard to believe I'm a technology guy. So fakeologist.com. So click on Apple Podcasts. Maybe this will bring it. Okay, here it is. Here it is. This is my page. Fakeologist.com. Okay, here are the reviews. Okay, I'm going to read a few. Because I've never read these before. And because I never had an iPhone, I never really look for them, but now I can see them on my phone and I can see them here. So should I read a couple?
Why not? So you've got an Apple now, is that what you say?
I did get it just because I needed to know, because most people listen to the show on their iPhone. So if I don't know how to work it and or don't see it, then
it's a problem.
It could be a problem. And with the I'm sure the listens went way down because I changed the URL and then I could not, I got a couple complaints and then I couldn't edit the URL manually because I had to sign in and the whole thing. Okay, so here's one from eight. We have 42 people just pressed the stars to give us 4.1 out of 5. Wow. And that's very good. So you can see the graph. Most people gave a 5 and quite a few gave 1. That lowered us to 4.1. Now, all these people on the screen.
So it's a love or hate situation.
That's okay. I hate listen is almost as good as a.
Yeah, I would have said a 1 review is great.
Yeah. Okay, so there are 10 people that actually wrote a review, which is very rare that anyone writes a review of anything. So that's really good. So here's one here that was recently done on August 22nd of this year. And the name of the person is Awake to the Truth. And he says, my favorite, I listen to a lot of podcasts and this is one. This one is by far my favorite. Ooh, isn't that nice? It has opened my eyes even more to the lies of this world. And now the powers that be and how the powers that be manipulate it all. I even often re-listen, especially when Mr. E, Lynn Ertel, and Frank the Salt Guy are guests. Wow.
That's great.
Just knowing that the majority of these so-called events that the mainstream media report on a daily basis are just fakery gives me a lot of peace. Sure wish I would have known all of this all my life, although I have suspected a lot of it since I was in ninth grade in 1977. This sounds like me. This is not me, by the way. I did not write my own review. I had the honor of having a wonderful civics teacher who told the entire class that we didn't go to the moon. I think this person's called in before. I do recognize the story.
Yeah.
And this was way back in 1977. I remember how the entire class just sat there like a deer in the headlights when she said it. That was many, many years before you could get fired for saying such things in the brainwashing indoctrination camp of public schools. Anyway, I'm just so thankful for this podcast and thankful for the podcaster for putting it together and being so faithful to put out amazing content each and every podcast. Oh, and I love it when he opens with Sister Janet Mead. Frank, did you write this? I had the single way back from 1973. I wore it out playing it over and over. What a beautiful voice. Is this you, Frank?
No.
That could be you.
That's terrific. That's great. Okay, that's very encouraging, isn't it?
That is fantastic. Okay, here we'll go. We're going to go in.
I don't think Mark Chase wrote that one.
No. Okay, here's Bodies Building Nerds Radio. Excellent. The only truth left in Canada, China today. But he gave 5 stars. Okay, here's one Reaper 2. He gave 1 star.
Yeah.
Topics are okay, but the host is annoying.
Sorry.
The host of this podcast platform is beyond annoying. He interrupts people talking on his shows, talks over them, doesn't let them finish their own thoughts. But one of the unforgivable things he does consistently is dox his listeners. I do.
What does dox mean?
That means I reveal their identity and all the details of who they are.
Oh, right. Okay.
When did I do that?
I don't know.
I do say you're from the Corporation of Geelong Corporation. Yeah, you said that.
I don't really hide anything in that way.
Also, many of the broadcasts have choppy audio. Now, I really take offense to that. If you're new to podcasting, this podcast is the perfect example of what not to do. Okay, I like that. March 20th of this year. That was 1 star. This guy says, this is 1 star from Wild Post from this year, February, Valentine's Day. Tragic but inevitable. Spending so much time online that it's besides the point what's real and what's not. Okay, don't know what that means. Reaper Tango on July 13th, 2020 said, Bill Cooper moon hoax. Thank you for posting this. Okay. Aviation Rocks gave us 5 stars on January 19th, 2019. Love the truth. Although they tend to focus on Canada, they occasionally cover the United States fake shootings and fake attacks. If NATO countries have been inundated with so much fake news that the media wouldn't know how to report a real news story if their lives depended on it. Name any major news event that has happened in the last 50 years, and you can rest assured it's another fake event. If you want the truth, come to Fakeologist, Crow777153news.net, Northern Truth Seeker, and the Tomato Bubble. All news coming from the tell-a-lie vision is a hoax. Nobody died, nobody injured. If we have any hope of turning this around, we must turn off their lies and expose them all and challenge the powers to be that these events are fake and phony as them. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Here is 1 star from Threevil Starlight on August 12th or February 12th, 2020. You are a jackass. I listened to about 20 minutes of your episode on the Thousand Oaks shooting, and all I can say is, wow, how dare you say this another fake shooting? I was there that night, and there was nothing fake about it. There was nothing fake about my friend who was shot and killed. You are a disgusting human being, and I hope you are never in a situation like that and lose someone you love and then have some effing idiot call it fake. I don't think we really dove too deeply into that, but we probably talked about it. All right.
I must say, look, I'm very sorry you lost your friend. Is what I will say.
I hope you find them. Fancy Pickler, way back on March 21st, 2017, says, my favorite channel. I love your podcast as well as the audio chats. Thank you for being a voice. Yes, there are audio chats. 1,310 to be exact. And there was a good one today. Little tense, but it's farce value, talking about the fake video footage on 9/11 with Wild Times and Boogeyman, who's back to challenge.
Mark Chase.
Yes, he's chasing us all the time. Here's a good one from an old friend, Chris Kendall, on December 20th, 2013, 10 years ago.
Wow.
And this is Chris, I think. It says here, rare discussions of an important topic. It's rare that you find a podcast like this that takes the listener beyond established boundaries and provokes thought. Media fakery, the concept that the media often fabricates and or is complicit, he spelled it wrong, in the fabrication of events that are designed to alter the perceptions of the masses to form and shape culture and society, a scarcely examined topic that is often at the center of Fakeologist Radio. Tim does a fantastic job as host as you examine this fascinating and important topic. Get on to something real, media fakery. Thank you, Chris. 5 stars. Rest in peace, Chris. Coffee Circle on January 15th, 2013. This might be the oldest review. It says here, 5 stars, contains power of truth, comparable to over 1,000 cups of the leading premium coffee, non-GMO. So those are our, there you go. Those are our reviews on Apple Podcast Preview. Please give it a review. Now the audio chat is, ooh, looks like this link is no good. Okay, so we can't really do a review of the audio chat right this second, but I'll have to look into that. I might have deleted the wrong one. It was a whole thing to recreate the links and get them working again, so that link is no good. And I guess I can do a search for Fakeologist audio chat, Apple podcast. Let's see if it comes up. Oh, it does. Okay, let's see here. Okay, that link is dead according to that. So maybe it's good here. No, that's no, hold on. And looks like I deleted the wrong one. The whole thing, Frank, let me tell you. I deleted the wrong one, so it's not showing up. So I'll have to work on that, but at least I got the main show up. So if you can leave a review and a rating, I'd be most grateful. Okay. So there you go. Let's look in the chat tonight. Frank, if there's anything in the chat, let me know. And we are taking phone calls. Let's turn on the phone lines now. 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984.
And particularly invite Napoleon Wilson, a.k.a. Denny, to call in.
He says in the chat, Great Fire of London, 1666, distance from London to Maui, 11666 kilometers. Evening, lads. Some Facebook user says, why the need to hide the area with dust fence if the fire footage is legitimate? It was plastered on YouTube. They want us seeing it, and the Maui realtor seems suspect. Yeah, I've seen that video. And FakeoTube chat over here. Not much going on over there tonight. And thanks for all the FakeoTube people that are on FakeoTube.com. And looks like we have 11 people looking in on FakeoTube tonight. And it looks like there are 2 people listening on the live stream, one from Colorado, one from Chicago. So call in if you want. And what else? What do you got tonight, Frank? You got anything you want
to
talk about?
I guess I should give an update to my parking fine.
Sure.
Seems
rather trivial. I know you're...
My view is it's these small things that people should be doing all the time.
Okay.
Because you talk about the fact that we're all getting all these little fines going on all the time.
Sure.
And that's the way they're going to bring in this communitarianism thing.
Yeah.
And so that's my view is that, you know, by niggling away at these fines and just preventing them and just blocking them, you can, and teaching that to other people, if everyone took that approach, it can, you know, really slow down the beast. Resist evil and it shall flee from you is the, I think, the general motto. Anyway, the situation is that the fine is still, you know, they're at the point where they're saying Just hold off. We'll inform you. And that's now several weeks going past. So I'm just about to write my third and final notice to them. But, you know, just to advise you that it looks like it all works. It's about the third time that I've been able to use this letter system to get out of fines.
Okay.
I strongly recommend that people look into those techniques provided by several people. The Australian Aussie Speeding Fines is one group. Solutions Empowerment, Know Your Rights. There's a few others. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
And the other thing was that piqued my interest was a show on Richard Vobes from a fellow who claims he's the King of England and that the Magna Carta never was written, that Prince John never signed anything called the Magna Carta. That is a very interesting show. If people are interested, I'll
drop a link to that.
Yeah.
I'll take a look.
I'll drop a link.
Richard Vobes. I know
now, only thing I've got here for you is in the private chat, so I'll put it there.
Yeah. Richard Vobes. I know you like him. Who is he talking to?
He's a guy that says he's the rightful King of England.
Oh, this one here.
Hello and welcome.
The Magna Carta never existed.
Another of my amazing interviews to being King John III, if that's okay.
Yeah, well, those are two quite big topics and they're related.
Right. So let's.
So I was signed in as King John III on the 9th of July 2020, and I was presented with the sword of the Duke of Saxon, Coburg, and Gotha, and I was given a letter from Queen Victoria awarding kingship.
So when you say you were given a letter from Queen Victoria, my knowledge of Queen Victoria's...
Isn't there a Greg Hallett from New Zealand who was talking about the same thing?
Maybe. This guy's from New Zealand. It's probably him.
Oh, this is Greg Hallett?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, it is Greg Hallett. Oh, right. Yes.
You're familiar with all this?
Yes, he's been doing the rounds for a long time. He was on Fetzer a long time ago.
And what's your view?
I think it's crazy.
Okay.
I think it's nutty. He's not even entertaining, but let's go back. This goes so far back.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was entertaining.
Oh, from 2011. First of 12 short clips from a 2011 interview with Greg. He goes way back.
Yeah.
Greg Hallett Archives. 2009. Okay. I used to listen to Fetzer for a long time.
I found it very difficult to listen to his voice, I must say. Do you remember Fetzer?
Yeah, well, I think he's got Parkinson's now, so he goes on video, which is crazy. When you're shaking away, it's not a good move.
Right.
Really stupid. Let's see here.
Real deal. My very special guest today comes from down under, New Zealand to be precise.
Is New Zealand down under or is it Australia?
Published books on Hitler, on Stalin, and other monsters from history. Yeah. One of his more recent.
Yeah.
Yeah, pass. But the claim that I liked particularly was that Winston Churchill is the father of Queen Elizabeth.
Okay.
I enjoyed that particular.
So that was in the Richard Vobes interview?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this guy's been doing the rounds for a long time, but I'll put a link to it. I just thought it was pretty out there stuff, but I would put it under conspiratainment.
And that's what we're here for, isn't it? Aren't we here for conspiratainment?
Well, yeah, I guess if you're endlessly talking about things that are conspiracy related, you could call it entertainment, because how many times can we say that 9/11 was a completely staged event? There really isn't a hell of a lot to say about it, but we do. We make a show out of it, and we talk about stuff, for sure, and post about it.
I was staggered to find Mark Chase continuing to argue this thing even after the statistics had been provided for him.
Oh, right. Yeah, we showed that, didn't we? Yeah, he didn't. Did he respond to that?
No, he just goes to ground on it, really. So he's, I don't know what to make of it. Just a gaslighting specialist, I guess.
All right. And yeah, his name is Boogeyman on the audio chats. If you go to fakeologist.com/podcasts, as I was going to here, you will get links to all the shows. The only one that's not working right now is Apple, which I thought I resolved. But anyhow, I just posted FAC 1310, Farce Defend Simon Shack. So take a peek at that one. And if you do search for the audio chats on Apple, you will find it. It is there. I might just have to realign it or unarchive the right show and put it back so the link is proper. But if you do a search, you'll find it. I can't figure out how to search for it on the desktop right now. It wasn't working. So I might have archived both of them by accident. But whatever the case, you can use something like Overcast or go to Podcasting 2.0 and just download any program that's not Apple. And you'll be able to find the audio chat there. And I find it a little frustrating listening to Boogeyman argue with Farce Value because there's just nothing that you can say to convince him.
Well, and that's why I say it's an exercise in him just gaslighting. Now it's not, I don't think it's productive. You know, there simply isn't any signal given that anything happened on that day with regard to people dying in that year. It's all moot.
I'm just reading a thing here. We have made a number of videos about the late Greg Hallett, but he's not late because he's here. Maybe he disappeared for a while.
Here's no mention of that in that
Can you give us some more punchlines about this whole thing? Because it just seems like sort of...
Well, really what he's saying is the whole idea that there is no Magna Carta. What he's saying is that what's going on now is... And as well as that, from about 1603 to about the mid-1700s, England ended in 1603, and then there was a country or an entity called Britain, which went to 1740. Then after that, it became Britain and then Great Britain. None of those things are legal. And what's going on is it's currently an attempt by Prince Charles to hand England, the United Kingdom, to the Vatican, the Pope.
Wow, he's on Truth Social, but he hasn't posted anything. Okay.
So it's he just says that, you know, we're basically in trouble. He doesn't proffer any solutions.
Okay.
So I found that interesting.
Troubling. What do you think?
Well, you know, as I keep talking about, it's really, there's been a series of, marketing campaigns for people to establish authority over us, which, you know, can be, with a little bit of digging, can be found out not to exist. And so, you know, the burden of proof that people can put you in court and have a magistrate, just one person, preside over you, that's really what needs to be understood by people. And I can only continue to say to you, so far so good in my case, you know, including, as I said, writing letters to the Prime Minister, getting letters back saying I don't have to be vaccinated.
Right. Oh, here's the audio chat here. Okay, so I found the audio chat here. Here it is here, and it is updated. And let's see. I don't think there's any reviews of the audio chat, so that's why nothing is showing here. So if you could, so it is here. I'll have to put this link properly in the, I'll have to put this link somewhere proper. So here it is here. I just typed in Apple Podcasts audio chat, so it's right here. Ecologist audio chat. Okay. Okay, Frank, I gotcha. And Anna Carter in the FakoTube chat says, hi, Frank and Ab. I wanted to mention that in Lynn's last show, she mentioned that the Gospels contradicted themselves, and that is not a correct statement, Anna. Okay, Anna, no problem.
Yeah, Anna's written to me a couple of times, so it's very kind of her to do that. We were talking about the possibility that we are in the time when Satan has been released.
Okay.
From his prison, you know, the very last part of the Bible,
mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, a favorite topic of mine. I don't think there's any contradictions in the Bible at all. We're told over and over that there are contradictions.
Oh yeah, get on your mic if you can a little better. That sounds better.
Is that better?
Oh yeah. Way it better.
Twisted to the side. Yeah, so I think the I think the Bible is, you know, very solid. It's quite often people claim there are contradictions, but it's, in my opinion, usually just lacking a lot of understanding of the terms.
Okay. And if you want to write to Frank at fakeologist.com.
Now, Ab, what I probably do need is a return address from Frank at fakeologist.com, because at the moment when I send a reply, it comes out from my email.
Yeah, well, it's just a forwarding service.
Okay.
If you wanted a fully functional account, I could give you that as well. It's up to you.
Probably makes sense from my point of view to do that.
Well, I can do that.
Thank you.
Do you have to be able to manually set up a IMAP email account on your various...
It's crazy, but I can do that.
Okay, I'll do that for you then.
That's the stuff I can do.
Okay, as long as you know what I'm talking about, I will do that for you. I'll do it after the show.
I am from that very old school.
Because if I said that to Rick or Lynn, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't know what I'm talking about.
I used to write job control language in the 80s. IBM job control language.
Okay, I never heard of that, but I will do that for you.
It was the way that IBM mainframes were set up to do particular tasks. That's how far back I go. On BHP's gigantic mainframe.
I thought this show would flow better tonight, but I don't see. I'm sort of distracted today. I don't know why.
And yet an hour has gone.
An hour is gone already? We have to end the show? No. How long? We've been going for 48 minutes. We got to give the people an hour's worth of entertainment. What else do we have? Let's go to the Fakeologist blog. So we read the Apple reviews, and now I realize I have an audio chat link that's no good. Okay, this is interesting here. Is Pat King controlled opposition? This is a big deal here in Canada, and there's a pretty good show run by another Greg,
because this oil and gas
called controlled opposition, and he's asked him directly, are you controlled opposition? And he says no, which of course you could just say, well, of course he's going to say that. But I'm pretty confident that he's not. And this is a pretty good interview, so I recommend listening to that. Now, I did take a clip from this audio here that I thought was really well said. I'm going to play it for you, and you can comment. It's only a minute or so. So this would be considered a FakoTube short.
These vets have fought for us. So all of that aside, you know, that's where that rumor comes from. And it's been put to rest, but people just don't, they don't seem to know how to, you know, find their own focus. They'd rather focus negatively on something else. They'd rather, because here's where it is. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to hurt your freaking feelings and I apologize. Not really, but it's true. Somebody has to say it. People have the attention span of a freaking goldfish. 75 seconds, you lose your train of thought. You lose what articles you were reading and all of that. That's all by design. Not only that, when you do that, folks, your brain has been taught since 2000 by all the TV you watch. Reality TV shows, Survivor, Big Brother, all of that. Big hot shows. You were taught how to lie, cheat, and steal, and how to be the best friend to that person as you did it. You were taught how to smear somebody behind their back, but turn around and look them straight in the face with a big old smile on your face just to get $10,000 or just to get $1,000 here. And they're probably doing this, Greg. They're probably paying these people. Here's $1,000. Smear the guy, because people will sell their firstborn child for $10,000. You're sick. People are sick in this world and we need to fix them. They need help. That's what society's been raised on. Society's been raised on two generations, almost three generations now, of how to smear your friends, how to blackmail, how to backstab, how to do whatever you can to get what you need for yourself. And this keyboard wizarding shit where you think you're tough behind a keyboard, back in my day, son, you got punched in the friggin' mouth. You got up, you shook his hand, said, don't do that again. And there's not enough of that in this world. We're lacking in that area.
Wow,
I just thought that was a pretty good point. So did Greg.
Do you think you have the need to fix people, Tim?
No, but I think what he's talking about, Survivor and Big Brother, was really good. How that show was all about backstabbing and cutting deals
and training people how to be basically terrible,
deceitful. Yeah,
but not only that, but they're rewarding that kind of behavior, aren't they?
With big money. Yeah, I think he's right. That's called television programming.
Yep. Creating culture creation. Yep.
Yep, for sure. This is another little video that I thought was really well done. This is AI. AI imagery and AI audio. The guy wrote the script for it, I'm sure. But this is really cool.
My fellow Canadians, it's been almost 2 years since nearly a third of you showed enough confidence in my leadership to vote for a Liberal government. And the time is coming once again for you to make your voices heard. We've come a long way as a nation, and we've learned a lot together. We've learned that taxpayers paying even more money to the government really helps the environment, because experts. We've learned that farming is really bad for the environment, and that people probably shouldn't have food. We've learned that only racists care about informed consent when making decisions about their health. We've learned that it's not just the terminally ill who need access to euthanasia. It's people who suffer from depression, a high cost of living, low self-esteem, low credit scores, premature baldness. The list goes on and on. And as we learn together, we learn that as Canadians, we all share the same values. Like the importance of teaching children in school that they're probably not really the gender they think they are, and that it's not the end of the world if they can't read or do basic math.
Anyway, that's on FACO too. I thought that was really clever. That's our crime sinister here.
Hold so a report came out in Australia how appalling we're doing as well on the basics. What a surprise.
Yeah. Yeah, this AI is powerful. It's powerful in how many jobs it can replace. And they're just so anxious. I think this is one of the greatest threats to just the way society is structured right now. So many jobs.
Why do you think it's more of a threat than the weaving mill, you know, the automated spinning loom was?
Well, because I think it has a much wider swath that it's going to cut through society. You know, there's a book called Bullshit Jobs. Remember that?
But isn't that? But what are the non-bullshit jobs?
Well, you've said it many times.
Yeah.
Most of them are bullshit jobs. This is a job by anthropologist David Graeber in 2018. And you said it yourself, that most of the jobs are completely useless.
Completely, just, you know, the jobs, the things that happen now just didn't exist when I was a child. You know, we have to do the roadworks here. There are more people with lollipop sticks than there are doing any work.
Right.
To do any kind of construction at all, it's, and, you know, young women are getting huge sums of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars on the end, just doing lollipop stick work.
It's, yeah, and AI can do a lot of this work. And we're talking about simple stuff that write stories, scripts, voices, voiceovers. This is what AI can do, and I think it's been talked about for the last 10 or 20 years. But
so is this the reason why this strike's been organized now, to just, you know, allow the AI to take over from the script writers without a fight?
Right. Well, I think this, you're talking about the actor strike. I think it has a lot to do with
I am talking about actors and script writers, isn't it?
Yes. It has a lot to do with just the automation and the transition from TVs and movies to streaming. And there's just not the money there anymore. So none of these things can... None of these people can make hundreds of millions anymore. The money's gone.
Mm.
That has a lot to do with it as well. Streaming, yep, doesn't make nearly as much money as just broadcast, because the broadcasting was a grift, because they were misrepresenting how many people I think are watching stuff just by lying about it, because it was really hard to verify. But with streaming, you can actually monitor what people are watching for how long. You can't see if they're looking at the screen while they're playing it, but you can certainly tell if they're streaming it. So you're getting really accurate numbers at this point.
Yep.
Like, I get pretty accurate numbers about how many people download this broadcast.
How many do it?
I haven't looked lately, because it doesn't matter, because you can download, but you don't have, but you might not listen. So what's the difference is if you didn't download it at all. So if you don't listen to it, then it doesn't, downloading it is meaningless, because I download probably 100 podcasts a day. I don't listen to most of them. All I just, right. Well, they're okay. Just there on my phone. And if I just purged my phone, I said, okay, I haven't listened to this podcast in a year. It's gone. It's just taken up real estate on my phone.
Yeah, I must admit, I don't have any auto downloads of anything.
Well, when you subscribe on Podcast Addict to any podcast, you can set it to download.
I realize you can do it. I don't do it for the reasons that I don't want my phone clogged up with stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, Podcast Addict is very good at keeping only whatever you want on the phone. But I like it just because if you're always on Wi-Fi, you might not be as worried about having it on your phone, so you can go in an area where there isn't internet, which is becoming there are fewer and fewer places without internet, of course, connectivity. But yeah, the downloads are not important anymore. So really, the only way is for people to send me an email. I'm at fakeologist.com, Frank at fakeologist.com. Just let us know you're listening, or do reviews, because I don't think a ton of people listen. We have our hardcore listeners, our donors, but it's not millions of people. And therefore, I don't think millions of people are listening to Joe Rogan. I think it's a total lie.
He gets a lot of money there, doesn't he?
Well, that's what they say. That could be part of the promotion too, couldn't it? How can, we can't see his bank account. Show us the pay stubs. So I don't think so. And if he's getting that amount of money, then Spotify's getting ripped off, probably. Anna Carter says, also in the U.S., white-collar jobs like U.S. company accounting are being outsourced to India. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Anything that can be done online is not going to be done at a high rate in your country.
Not anymore.
And call centers are really bad for that now. And it's really frustrating because, well, people overseas can probably speak English. They don't get the nuances. They don't get the, they don't always understand what you're saying, even though they might understand the words. I find it frustrating.
Oh, it, you know, I can only endorse what you're saying. It is dealing with Indian-based call centers, which is basically all I do at the moment. You know, every time you have to, because you have to change your power company every, almost seems like every day now.
Okay. We don't do that here anymore. That sort of went by the wayside.
What do you mean?
Are you talking about the power supplier?
Yeah.
Well,
they don't do anything. They're just guys that say, oh, we're this such and such a power company. They don't generate power. They don't.
They're just brokers of power.
They're just brokers.
Yeah, we don't have that here anymore. We were able to do it for a while, but it just seems to have disappeared. So we just have the distributor is also the power source. So that doesn't happen here anymore. It was promoted for a while with gas, where they deregulated the gas supplier.
Yeah.
But I don't see, I haven't purchased a contract or any of that for 10 years now.
So right. It
disappeared
our,
here.
Our unit price for gas, and is, you know, because of what I do, we use a lot of it.
All right.
Increased from, it's gone up something like 80% per unit, per megajoule. 80% overnight.
Right.
So it's, and the, you know, dealing with those call centers, as you say, they sound like they speak English, but they just have no idea what someone from Australia is saying. No idea. It's crazy. And I don't see how it's helpful to anybody to run a business like that.
Huh. Okay. Well, I don't have much else tonight. I thought I'd have more to say tonight just based on all the posts I've made, all the FACO tubes, but maybe I haven't. So there you go. If you found this show interesting, make sure you send us an email. And make sure you go to fakeologist.com/donate. If you didn't find this interesting, you can also write a review. And also check out the podcast button, fakeologist.com/podcast. And go to the audio chat, because there are other people other than me speaking that you may find more interesting. And I know Frank is a big fan. Forest Value is good. Zombie Dave's good. Rick is very interesting. And we have tons of those episodes here, as you can see here. So check that out.
I think it's reasonable to comment that something seems to have slowed down. There's nothing major going on at the moment. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that is simply because of the writer's strike.
Right. Yeah, I think so, maybe.
You know, we also need
entertainment, the PSYOP entertainment complex.
You know, we can't operate in our part of the conspiracy entertainment industry.
So we need stuff to talk about, is what you're saying.
We need stuff to what I'm saying is, I wonder if the two are related. Is it entirely coincidental that the fact that you and I have nothing to do except talk about which grandstand we should name in honor of the latest baseball player? Is because nothing's happening.
Maybe. Maybe, I don't know. Well, if there's anything you want us to talk about or research, just send us an email. I'm at fakeologist.com. And we will we'll talk about it.
I wouldn't mind hearing you get Northern Tracy back on. We'll see how she's going after the now that the craziness seems to have disappeared. Has she fallen off the perch at all?
She is in my list of people to talk to. I wrote to her back on August 29th, and she said, what do you want me to talk about? She's busy finishing a book, and she's working on that.
She's also noticed that without the script writers there, there's not much to talk about. Interesting.
She's doing the illustration for Spacebuster Steve's book.
Yeah.
And she's doing her own book. So she said she'll come on when she doesn't think she has anything to talk about. She did a very short article, she said.
Yeah.
On, what was it on? Let me see if I can find her first. Northern Tracy. And she was publishing on, what is that site? I forget. There was some funny site she was on. It was something with cryptocurrency, and it's a whole thing. She was trying to get me on it, but I didn't want to set up an account for that. It wasn't really intuitive for me. Yeah. Okay, the last thing she did was talking about ticks and AlphaGal. That's dropped off the map. And I said, why don't you? Can you just come on and talk about this? And she just said, well, there's not a lot to talk about. It's a short article. So she didn't decide to talk about it.
So no enthusiasm there?
No. So I did ask her. I ask many people if they'd like to talk, but I don't think a lot of people want to associate with the fakeologist. Now, I'm talking about mainstream people. I'm talking about mainstream. They're a little, they don't want to be associated, which I understand. I'm not insulted. It's okay.
Well, Tim Truth certainly didn't want to be associated, that's for sure.
No, yeah, that's the point. And neither did Catherine Watt. She didn't want to come on. And there was another woman that was talking about trans stuff. But I didn't, you know, I'm only just looking for people to talk to. It wasn't mandatory, or I'm not falling off the cliff trying to get a hold of these people. It just sort of, It would be very peripheral to the topic of fakeology, to be honest. It's not really what we talk about, but sometimes it's fun to talk to just sort of people that are outside the fakeologist realm to see if they just want to have a chat. Maybe I can work in some fakeology into the conversation.
Well, one of the things that I think I'd like to hear from people is to find out if any of the things that get talked about here actually result in useful outcomes for the listeners. You know, does anything happen that allows them to change their lives for the, you know, do things or act?
Right. Well, the review. Yeah, you're the a main person that acts on stuff, but we did get some pretty good people that in the last review saying it was really good. That don't worry anymore.
Yeah. So that's, I'd be very interested to hear. But, you know, hopefully we can get some encouraged people to call in.
Mm-hmm. We didn't get any tonight.
And as you said, if people want particular topics brought up, I'd be very happy to have a go at that stuff. Or if they want to take my spot at any time. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Tim would be happy, or I could interview them. And I know Dave and I plan to do a broadcast at some stage.
Okay.
So we'll hip hop to that as soon as possible.
All right.
Well, all right, Tim, thank you very much.
Thank you, Frank. Maybe we'll see you on the weekend. Thanks everyone for joining in, and we'll just end it. We did about an hour. I guess the people get their money's worth, an hour and 9 minutes. Thanks everyone for listening, and we'll try and be more interesting maybe next time. Thanks, Frank.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. There goes Frank the Salt Guy. He is at howtotakecareofyourpenis.com. Yeah, that's a real site. Frankificologist.com. I'm going to set up his maybe I'll set up his email account. And yeah, as I said, fakeologist.com, fakeotube.com, fakeologist.com/donate. Thanks everybody for tuning in. And I have some work to do now to fix some of the links. And we'll be back on the weekend with the Fakeologist audio chat with Rick. Take care. Bye-bye.